Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Hey, this is Weston Anderson with Monster Jam.
Hey, Weston, how's it going, brother?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
It's another beautiful day in Northeast Pennsylvania. The roads are covered in ice. It's cold, and we're ready.
I heard that.
But, I'm glad to have you on the phone. Glad we got a few minutes to talk here. I gotta say, I'm sure everybody tells you, you know, you talk about the family, you talk about everything that you have going on. But I want to talk about something that I can kind of relate to, which is that pressure of living up to the family name. I can relate to that. My co-host, who's actually not here today, is my dad. We're the only father-son radio show in the whole country.
Oh, Lord.
So I get the pressure. So my question to you is, what's that feel like for you?
Oh, man. The pressure is there for sure. It's this giant iconic name that's been alive for 44 years, and Dad created it, and now his kids are in the spotlight, and everybody's bringing their kids to watch Gravedigger try and win, and sometimes we can't win. but it's honestly a good feeling. It sounds weird to say, but the Andersons, we thrive off of pressure, and that's whenever we do our best in the truck. So we kind of take all that stress and we throw it out into our driving on the track, and we can usually do pretty good with it.
Now, after a race, does he give you like a call up and he's like, hey man, listen, like, does he give you that constructive criticism or is he just like, hey, good job out there?
No, honestly, we do so many events now that Dad, I don't even think, could shake a stick at it anymore. So he understands if we're doing good or bad or ugly.
Totally get it. Do you feel competition, though, with like your other siblings?
Oh, 100%. 100%. We're all going out. We're trying to win more than the other one every weekend.
Who do you feel the biggest rivalry with?
Oh, in the family?
Yeah.
I'd probably have to say, I'll say Adam. I'll say my oldest brother, Adam.
Yeah. And I mean, he's got a couple years on you too, because he's what? He's 40 now, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been driving monster trucks for over 20 years. He's multi-time world champion, so he definitely has a few more notches on his long laundry list of achievements than I do.
Now you're just trying to make the bigger name for yourself, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to catch up with half the time.
Well, I totally think you're going to do it. I mean, watching you race, it's great, man. Watching you out there, watching you in the truck. I mean, getting to see Gravedigger in general, it brings me back to, you know, being 5 years old and seeing it for the very first time. And you're like, what is that? And now, you know, for you, I'm sure it was the same way.
Oh, 100%. Honestly, whenever I was little, I thought that everybody had a monster truck in their garage. And I thought that it was a pretty normal thing in the USA here. And then I started going to school and I realized that no, everybody didn't have a monster truck in their garage. And that was, it was something that only my family did. And that's whenever I knew it was something special, near and dear to my family. And that's whenever I wanted to jump in the seat.
That's incredible, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, talking a little bit about the family, talking about yourself. I can't wait for everyone to get out, myself included, to see you at Monster Jam when you guys come on up here to Mohegan Arena March 6th through the 8th. Weston, thank you so much, brother.
Absolutely, man. Thank y'all.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.